ABC Radio Australia.
Are you seeing or hearing less colourful birds than usual? If so, it might not be a coincidence. Turns out extreme heat from human-driven climate change is having a dire effect on tropical birds. In fact, new research has revealed it's reduced bird populations in tropical regions by about 30% since 1950. So to find out why this is happening, we're joined by Professor James Watson from the Centre for Biodiversity and Conservation at the University of Queensland. With that, I say welcome, James, to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate your time. How did you actually carry out this research?
We used two different data sets that were allowed us to actually explore the impacts of climate change on birds. There's a great data set out of the Living Planet Index, which is run by WWF International, which basically stores all these population data around the world. And so we're able to look at 3,000 different populations of birds across 90,000 different observations over the last 70 years. And we're able to compare that with climate changes, extreme event changes, and also land use changes. And so we're just asking the question, why are we seeing drops in these populations and what best explains it?
Well, yeah, and you just explaining that, like 3,000 types of, you know, birds with 90 observations. I mean, with that, what is the extreme heat doing then to these birds to make their populations shrink at such a drastic rate?
Yeah, look, so we had a really good look at all the data and showed that tropical birds really were getting hammered by extreme events, extreme heat. That's what really emerged from this study. As you said, about 30% of the populations that we saw across the tropics had declined over the last 60 to 70 years, and this was explained by extreme temperature, extreme heat. And the biological reason for this is that birds, especially in tropical regions, haven't evolved to live in a very extreme temperatures. They have specialized niches, that means specialized habitats that they live in. And they don't like going beyond the extreme temperatures that they can live in because they just can't cope. The biological response for birds is they don't have any sweat glands, so they're unable to sweat. So they go into hypothermia often when you go beyond their biological capacity to deal with extreme heat. And when they go into hypothermia, they'd often just die. If they're able to survive the extreme heat events, you know, the 2 to 3 days of really, really hot temperatures, what science shows is they often have serious liver damage and they're unable to breed as effectively. So over time, when we're experiencing more and more really hot days, what you're seeing is less and less birds because they're just able to cope.
That's very unfortunate. So then what types of birds are mostly affected?
So it's tropical birds, birds living in rainforests and savannas, you know, those woodlands and grasslands that you see across the tropical areas of the world. What we saw was, bowerbirds, birds of paradise, those beautiful parrots, toucans, those kind of species are the ones that are in these data sets that are disappearing. In Australia, I have a separate set of studies which look at tropical grass wrens, which is a really cool bird that lives in the spinifex and the tropical woodlands of northern Australia. And we've been trying to understand why these species are declining. And again, what we're seeing is that these birds are just getting too hot in the middle of summer in extreme heat events, that they are doing weird and wonderful things like going to water in the middle of the day, which they normally would never do, and stuff like that. So you're seeing these behavioural changes happening already.
Well, James, were there any countries where bird populations were sort of dropping, you know, particularly fast, or is it just happening equally across all these tropical countries?
Yeah, ours was a global thing, so we only could use the data that was collected in these populations that the Living Planet Index were able to collate. So, but what we were able to see is in Central America and South America, that had a really profound effect. Northern Australia had a profound effect. You were seeing these things dropping out there. I mean, and what was interesting is that other researchers, independent of us, in places like Panama, had been documenting losses of bird populations in these really intact isolated rainforests, and I couldn't understand why. There was no other threatening process there, and that I'd noticed over the last 10 or 20 years, there were just far less birds in these rainforests.
Wow.
And this is kind of like the smoking gun, is that maybe this is the reason why, even in places where there's no logging or low mining, we're going in there and doing surveys and finding less and less. So sadly, it's impacting basically across the world, and it's, you know, biologically, because a lot of these tropical species have never evolved, haven't been able to cope with these extreme heat.
I understand even your study found that the impact of climate change on birds is perhaps even greater now than the impact on direct human activities. I'm talking about logging, mining or farming. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. But it's not saying that those things aren't a problem. They are still a major problem. And, you know, what our study points to is the fact that we've got to let birds adapt to a rapidly changing climate. So we're not showing that all birds died. We're just showing that certain parts of the population disappeared. So what it also points to is some birds are able to survive these extreme events because there's still those birds available in those ecosystems. So what it means is that we've got to keep those ecosystems intact. We can't keep on degrading them with bulldozers and logging and mining, because what that means is that these populations get much smaller, and therefore when an extreme heat event occurs, they're unable to evolve and adapt to this problem that they're facing. So while we're finding that extreme heat and climate change associated with climate change is now the biggest problem, the solution is basically, beyond halting emissions, is to try and keep these habitats as intact as possible, to stop the bulldozers, to stop the logging companies and the mining companies, because that gives these birds and other animals the best chance to survive.
Yeah. Well, James, how much hotter then are tropical climates now than they were, say, 30 years ago?
Well, so on average, we know that it's been a 1.5 to 2 degree warming across the world, effectively. What we find in, you know, that's an average global temperature increase, right? So we know that's happening. But what we're seeing is these extreme events. Sometimes it's up to 5 to 10 degrees hotter when you get a extreme heat wave. So I know, when I was a kid in Northern Australia, it would be very rare that the temperature would get beyond 40 degrees, you know, when you're wandering around in the field doing bird watching and doing your studies in science. Now it can get up to 48, 50 degrees just in an extreme heat event day. So we're seeing these rare, I mean, the isolated events, like one to two year heat events, being much, much, much more hotter than they were even 30 years ago. And that's what's really affecting the birds, because they're just not used to it. And it's not just birds. I mean, this will be happening across mammals as well. We know that trees are really, in the tropics, are not really well suited to actually a rapid drying and heating event. So even though we have no data on that, our suspicions are it's not just the birds which are facing this challenge. It's actually all the species in the ecosystem.
Mm. And I'm wondering, does the data say, you know, this trend will continue, or is there a way to stop it?
The trend is getting worse and worse is what data is, because it's over 70 years, so we're able to look at different time periods, and it's getting worse. That's for sure. And the models, the different models for climate forecasts are that there's going to be more warming across the world, and also more extreme events, more extreme heat events. So we know this will get worse. So it really points to the fact that we have to halt emissions as quickly as possible, because the ecosystems that live in the planet that we're creating are just not able to cope with this kind of heating. So that's, you know, this is a real wake-up call that we're already seeing a major problem. But as I said before, it also just points to the fact that we've got to give nature a chance. We've got to give these birds and the trees and the wildlife that live in these tropical ecosystems a chance to actually survive in the future, so our kids and our grandkids can actually, you know, enjoy their beauty and actually see them flourishing in nature. Because, you know, and the only way to do that is to ensure that not only do we reduce emissions, but we try and stop the degradation of these ecosystems. So try and limit roads and mines and logging, so it gives nature a chance.
Mm. I've learnt a lot just in this small conversation that we've had, James. Really, really fascinating. Look, that's all the time that we have for this morning, but really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. That is Professor James Watson from the Centre for Biodiversity and Conservation at the University of Queensland.